In the name of Jesus. Amen. The gospel lesson is a basis for a sermon on this Lord's Day. It's the account of Jesus walking on the water. Very familiar. A lot of people who know nothing about the Bible are like, yeah, I've heard that Bible story before. And there's a lot going on there. Jesus is Lord of all things. The hand of God is in all things. And this is a reminder of that. So let's jump right in. The context of this is it comes after the feeding of the 5,000. So it had been a big day for Jesus and the disciples, feeding 5,000 plus. 5,000 was just the number of men, plus there were women and children. So that's a lot of people to feed, 5,000. So it had been a full day. The disciples had participated in that miracle. Would have been overwhelming just to kind of process all that went on. And Jesus dismisses the crowd. It's towards the end of the day. And he tells the disciples to go ahead, go across the lake. You know, we'll catch up with you later. Jesus goes off by himself to pray. And so the disciples head across the Sea of Galilee. Which, it's no big deal. We know that at least four of the disciples were fishermen, so they knew how to handle a boat, knew how to handle the wind, knew how to handle, you know, inclement conditions when you're on the water. No big deal there. But they're going across the lake, and in the Gospel of John, we're told that they're 3 to 4 miles out into the lake. So they're a ways out there. At its widest, the Sea of Galilee is 8 miles across. So we don't know exactly where they crossed, but they're in the middle of the lake, that'd be a safe thing to say. They're out there. And in the fourth watch of the night, sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., they see someone walking to them on the water. Now, I don't know how you process that. I mean, what would you think? It's dark, and you're out in the middle of the lake, and there is somebody walking towards your boat. And it would be, I don't know, the only response you could have would be fear, because this is just outside of human experience. It would have been a very, very odd thing to see and witness, and then just, I don't know how you think about that. And they cry out, it's a ghost. I don't know if that means they believe in ghosts or not, but I mean, you have to, it's something. And immediately, Jesus calls out to them, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. Now you have to wonder a bit, you know, well, this would have been way easier, Jesus, if you had told them, like, I'm going to come walking to you in the middle of the night. You know, I'll catch up with you. I'm going to be walking on the water. Don't be alarmed. It'll be me. He could have told him that ahead of time. He didn't do that. Or when he starts getting closer, he could have waved his arms, say, hey guys, it's me, it's Jesus. He doesn't do that. He waits until they're terrified. And then he says, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. It doesn't come through very well in English, but in the original language, when Jesus says, it is I, that he uses, he says, I am. And that's the name of, that's God's big name, Yahweh. So Jesus says, it's me, Yahweh, take heart, don't be afraid. It's Jesus. Well, Peter is not so sure. He wants proof that it's Jesus. And so he says, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. Now that is not the way of faith, but Jesus goes along with it and says to him, come. And Peter gets out of the boat, starts walking on the water to Jesus. How many steps did he take? How far away was Jesus? We aren't told, but Peter is walking on the water. Now, just a little side note here. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you are in a boat and you're like, I think I could walk on water. I think I have enough faith. Don't do that. This does not apply to you. So even if it's the water looks like glass, and it's like really calm, and it's like, yeah, I think I could do that. Like, no, this is only for Peter. Not for you, wasn't for the other disciples, it was only for Peter. So Peter gets out of the boat, and he actually walks on water. He gets to Jesus, and then he sees the wind. He sees the waves, and he takes his eyes off of Jesus, and you know what happens. He begins to sink. He begins to sink. Took his eyes off of Jesus. Why did he take his eyes off of Jesus? Why do we? Why do we? You know, it's not really hard to be a Christian here in church. But in the middle of the night, when you're by yourself and you're overwhelmed with problems and things are on your heart and your mind, it's hard to keep your eyes on Jesus. We get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed with our problems and our difficulties. And things are always worse at night. Things are always worse at night. And we take our eyes off of our Savior. Jesus never took his eyes off of Peter. Peter begins to sink, and he cries out, "Lord, save me." So Peter's faith was adequate enough to get him out of the boat, to walk on water for a bit, but it was not adequate enough to save him. But Jesus is, and Jesus is there to save Peter despite his inadequate faith. So Jesus reaches out his hand, grabs hold of Peter, does not let go, and says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" Jesus never took his eyes off of Peter. Peter was saved not by his faith, but he was saved by Jesus. And so for you, you are not saved by your ability to focus on Jesus or to concentrate on him. You're saved by Christ and Christ alone. Jesus will not fail you in your time of need. Jesus will not abandon you when problems overwhelm you. Jesus will not turn you aside when you are in need of his mercy. You belong to him, and he has a hold on you. He calls you by name. You are baptized into Christ. You belong to him. So no matter what's happening around you or to you, he is your Lord and Savior who saves you. And he gave his life for you. He gave his life that you would live with him forever. That's how much he loves you. And that's incredible. And so when things are overwhelming, and they can be, we don't dismiss that. We don't say, well, it doesn't matter. It does. But we call to our own hearts and minds, "Lord, help me to look at you and help me to hear your voice that speaks to me through your word." Because our Lord is with you all your days until the end of them, and nothing in this world can break his hold on you. Not cancer, not bullets, not bad government or good government or devils or demons, not the darkness of your own soul, not even your sin. We have that marvelous passage in Romans that Paul reminds us, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so when doubt overtakes us, when sin overwhelms us, when the waves of guilt and shame and inadequacy threaten to drown us, we say with Peter, "Lord, save me." And he does, and he will, and he promises us that. Jesus and Peter climbed into the boat. They joined the other disciples who all witnessed this. And, you know, just trying to think, that would have been so much to take in. The wind dies down. And the disciples do the only thing that you can do when God gets in the boat with you. They worship him. They worship him. Because they know this is God. This is Jesus, and this is God, and we worship him. So we gather to worship him. We gather to worship the one who has saved us, redeemed us, and claims us as his own. We gather together to worship the one who holds us fast by his powerful word. Made new by the water and the word, washed and forgiven, we become his people in the midst of our ups and downs, and we worship him who comes to us in this holy place, who gives us his gifts of word and baptism and his holy supper. And he comes to assure you that nothing can separate you from his love, from his forgiveness, from his mercy, from his grace. No need to be afraid. We worship the one who has saved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.